This next game is called Word War One, and here to play it are Therese Gallen and Chrissy Shackelford. Therese, you do many things, but I love the fact that you paid your way through grad school by singing in cover bands.
I did. About 10 years singing cover bands.
Okay, so what is the cover that was requested that you were like, ugh, this is the one I hate?
Walking on Sunshine. Never again.
Happy to never have to sing that again.
Incredibly happy to never sing that again.
Okay, what was your favorite?
Weirdly enough, probably Journey, Don't Stop Believin', because all the drunk people at the end of the night loved it, so.
Now, Chrissy, I know you don't sing in cover bands, but you do like a little karaoke.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes. What's your favorite song of late to sing?
Of late, I've been singing All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion. Not a great choice because it repeats the same refrain for like 2 minutes at the end of the song.
So then you have to dance or something?
Well, then you just add different emotions to each line.
So it becomes more like a kind of an amateur theater piece, doesn't it? So in this game, it's a word game, and this game pits vowels and consonants against each other in a back and forth battle for the ultimate control over a word. So each answer is a word or phrase that consists of alternating vowels and consonants. I don't believe this exists. John Chinesky?
Oh, they do. For example, if I said the letter A is the sole representative for the vowels in this southern state that shares its name with a popular country rock band, you would answer Alabama.
And the winner will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Here we go. The dueling letters dance with each other in the title of this Barry Manilow hit about Lola, a showgirl who works at the hottest spot north of Havana. Chrissy.
Copacabana.
You got it.
Have you ever sang that song?
No.
No. No.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
What, are you throwing shade at Barry Manilow right now?
I'm not a fan of Lo. I don't know.
You'll never.
Well, maybe you don't understand a Lo, how great he is. It's all right, I just fired myself.
That's okay. Many U.S. space missions launch from this place in Florida, home to the Kennedy Space Center. Therese.
Cape Canaveral.
That is correct.
This blind superhero of the Marvel Universe is still adventurous thanks to his other senses, which have been enhanced to superhuman levels. Chrissy.
Daredevil.
That's right.
Outside of North America, there's an extra I in the name of this metallic chemical element, but in the U.S. it's spelled with precisely the same number of alternating vowels and consonants.
Just like its chemical symbol, Al.
Aluminum?
That's right, Therese. Aluminum, yes. Just as her name juggles its vowels and consonants, so too does this entertainer juggle her acting and singing careers, from starring in Disney's Wizards of Waverly Place to her top 10 hit song, Come and Get It. Therese.
Selena Gomez.
That is correct.
This is your last clue. Vowels and consonants are joined together, as are the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, via this man-made Central American channel of water. Therese. Did you have it and you lost it, or you
yes,
never?
Yes, I had it and I lost it.
Stomping her feet.
The worst.
I
feel for you. I know what it's like.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. There's a famous palindrome that says, a man, a plan.
Panama Canal.
That is correct.
Yeah, you got it. Okay.
John Chinesky, how did our contestants do in this game?
Well, the victor of World War I was Therese. Congratulations.